Alrighty. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo Irirangi Pōho. You're listening to BFM. This is Breakfast with Millie and Rosetta. We've got a special guest on the line, Morena Ben Woods.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Just waking slowly.
Me. Oh yeah. Good. Musician's morning, eh?
I suppose.
Yep. We're very excited. We're here to talk about the Portnoy's lineup, which is just absolutely incredible. Portnoy's, for people who are uninitiated, can you give us a little rundown on what Portnoy's is, when it started, and what it looks like?
Yeah. So it's a festival me and my friend Rose put together. Maybe, I think this is our fourth one coming up, so we do it annually.
Mm.
It's in Ohiniho Littleton.
Hell yeah.
And our kind of goal around it, I guess, or like the MO was, I felt like I'd played enough festivals that didn't feel like all that inspiring to be at, or maybe like left you feeling like a little bit like, oh, we just like kind of spent money to do this and we feel like no one really cares. And, you know, just a bit of like a yuck removed feeling.
Mm.
And so, what we pretty much wanted to do was just do something that felt kind of genuine and also like a little more immersive. Like I remember saying, we want it to be like if you didn't see any bands at the festival, that you'd still have a really good time, you know, like just through being there and being around and through people kind of genuinely, I guess, just caring that you're there. And so we kind of done that through just pretty much trying to get all our friends and community and artists from around to get involved in like various ways.
Mm.
And we kind of feel like we do a bit of a town takeover. It's like set right in the middle of Littleton and like a car park and uses all the surrounding venues. And my mum caters it. We just kind of, you know, like we try, yeah, I guess, throw it together in a very, for lack of a better word, kind of earnest way. Everyone comes out being like, oh yeah, cool, we made some money, we had a real good time.
Hard.
The sound was good, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and yeah. Well, the bands were good, obviously.
Yeah, it definitely seems like real sort of grassroots wholesomeness for the music lovers first and foremost, eh?
Yeah, we're trying for that for sure. But also without like the daggy we want to still make it, like, I guess, professional.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you go, like, grassrootsy things, sometimes you're like, oh, it's just, like, a vocal PA.
Yeah,
park, and you're like, ah. You know?
Because that's so, fun but you get for the a best little both while.
Worlds.
Yeah, that's fun for a little while, and then, yeah, and sometimes it's time to pull it all together and make it great.
It all can be good. It all can be good for sure. It's like, we just take all the best bits. Mm-hmm. Now that we've been doing it for a while, but
this lineup for this year is pretty incredible. Millie's particularly excited about Marissa Anderson, who's performing with Jim White. We've got Hank Rock. We've got some brilliant local acts as well: Juju Lips, Mote, Wi-Fi, to name a few. It's absolutely stacked. I wonder when you and Rose start thinking about the lineup, do you just sort of like make a bit of a dream board and then just sort of see what you can make happen, or what does that look like, that process?
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like it feels all very intuitive in the sense that you know, we might start off with a couple of things that we really want and usually won't be able to get them.
Mm.
But then that kind of weirdly informs who we get instead, or like, you know, or sometimes you'll talk to a promoter, I guess, and, you know, usually it's like not entirely up to us in the sense that we kind of get just thrown a bunch of names and we're like, oh, that works and that works. So then with these three that we know we can get, who else can like kind of fill in the gaps? And then we kind of, it feels, starts getting a little bit creative. And yeah, no, it's usually just like 100 manic phone calls, I think, and then just like sending out emails. But I don't know, I feel like we've got a pretty interesting, what is the word? Yeah, curatorial voice, I guess, in the sense that mostly we're kind of down with whatever. We just want it to have, like, a very distinctive voice in its own setting, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, like, I feel like you can be jazzy or punky or folky or, you know, instrumental or hip-hop, but we just want to make sure that it's, like, stands in that realm on its own in a really, like, distinctive kind of light, maybe, you know? Because sometimes you just hear people doing the same thing, or not doing the same thing. Like, there's people who do genre writing, I guess, you know, where they just, like, get really into, you know, you can get, like, a country band or something, and they just slay at doing that, like, almost like people from Nashville could or something, you know, which is, like, a big talent in my mind. But, you know, it doesn't, it's not like, I feel like when you see that and then there's something kind of off about it, or something with that character, it just becomes, you get, like, more curious about it or something, and that kind of becomes more interesting to me, I think. So I think all of them, yeah, some of the feedback we got was, like, I don't know any of these bands.
That's, like, the best thing, you know, when you go to a festival and you're discovering.
Yeah, I think that, like, my dream is to be able to just not put the lineup out and just be like,
do a camp aloha.
Yeah, totally.
Whoa, that is a really cool idea. I think I'd still come.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know.
It's a bit of a risk. I think it's, but no, I'd still do it. It works for Camp Aloha, but
I think, I don't know, maybe we, like, edge closer and closer to that, but this is probably the closest we've got, I think, so far. And, like, there's some pretty, I don't know, I mean, like, it makes me happy that you're really excited about Marissa Anderson, because I thought that might be one of them, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like, too, I discovered Marissa Anderson, like, 2 months ago or something, so perfect timing. And as soon as I saw her name on the lineup, I was just astounded. How did you get her down from Portland?
Well, I think we were in contact with Jim White, who's the drummer, who's he's from Australia, and he's in, like, the Dirty Three, and he plays with, like, heaps of people. He plays with that band, The Hard Quartet, which is, like, Steve Malkmus from Pavement, and I don't know, heaps, and Bill Callahan, heaps of stuff. And I think he was emailing a friend who's a promoter, and pretty much we were like, we can get him over, but, like, who should we get extended from him, because he plays in, like, all these duos and different things, and I was like, Marissa would be the one for me, I reckon, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited for people to see her for the first time, you know, people that haven't heard her music, because I think they'll be blown out of the water.
Yeah, it's so cool, like, and they're such a good duo, and as well, I think about them playing, you know, with the backdrop of the harbour, like, it'll be, they're going to be on stage that's pretty much, like, right behind them is the whole, like, expanse of the landscape. I'm like, that is going to be, like, such a great setting for that kind of music, you know?
That's going to be awesome. Lucky artists that get to play on that stage.
Yeah, cool.
Good. Should be good. But there's, I'm excited about it. There's going to be more, there's going to be another lineup drop as well we're organising at the moment, so there's more. But, it's feeling, so far for me, pretty strong.
Who else? I mean, I know it's probably when you curate a lineup, it's sort of like you can't really, like, pick your favourites. It's like a favourite child. But who else are you particularly excited to see on the lineup?
All right, I'm just trying not to think about it and go. I think it's looking at this. I'm excited to see Georgia Knight with Anne. I've seen her play, like, she lives around here now and is plays a bit solo, but I haven't seen her with the band.
That's awesome.
I think that'd be really awesome.
That auto harp is crazy.
It's beautiful, eh?
It's such a cool instrument.
With the recording being, like, kind of a little bit duffy.
Yeah.
The auto harp, I'm like, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. Do you know G1 is Jack Peter Ketley?
No, I'm not familiar.
He's like a young person I found on Instagram. And awesome. Music is like kind of hyper poppy and real hectic, and I think he's got like a Chanel tattoo on his chest. And
in this photo I'm seeing a banjo, and I just feel like hyper pop with a banjo is something I want to get amongst.
Yeah, it's, you should check it out. It's the music and the production is cool, and yeah, that was one that was real dice roll. So I'm curious to know what that's like, and I think it's gonna be great. Hate Rock are one of my favorite bands, so that's gonna be huge. I saw them once in Australia and it was really beautiful. Oh, do you know Al Carlson? He was in Auckland, I think, relatively recently, maybe last year.
I do remember.
He's awesome. He's like, I was just like Googling him, and I think it said that he, what did he say? The Guardian maybe called him Melbourne's unofficial techno poet laureate. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's a cool
title. On his page, when I was looking at his band camp, it says something like Trauma Duff from the People's Poet. So,
I think he's awesome. I feel seen by that. Trauma Duff.
People's Poet. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So exciting.
That'll be good, especially, late night kind of ravey vibes with him charging around, being like his big mouthed Australian self to like break beats.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be a sight to behold,
there's,
Ben.
There's truly something for everyone, eh?
100%, I reckon. And as well, Wi-Fi, who's...
I love Wi-Fi.
I've only listened to the record, but I'm really excited to see what that sounds like in the flesh.
Oh, so beautiful live. You're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I don't know, everything. Twin Riders is like another great band from Blenheim, which is like a drummer and... like someone on turntables. No, not turntables, sorry, CDJs.
Oh, wow. So it's like a crazy combo.
Flowy, textural, sometimes gets like quite rhythmic and dancey, and then other times it's just like full textural. I don't know, heaps of interesting stuff.
Awesome. Wicked.
It sounds like it's gonna be an absolute feast for the music freaks.
I reckon. I'm hoping.
All right, everyone, tell the music freaks in your life. About Port Noise happening on the 21st and 22nd of February down in Ohineho, Littleton. You can head to portnoise.co.nz and check out tickets. Early birds have already gone, eh?
Early birds went real fast in like a few hours, but there is plenty of general admission to go around.
Cool.
So do not worry.
Nice.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us for a Quartal, Ben. So cool to hear a little bit more about the behind the scenes of Port Noise, and it just looks like it's going to be an awesome weekend.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much.
Thank you, cool. Ben.
We're going to listen to Synthetic from Hate Rock. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers. See ya.
Ka kite.
It's Smother my skirt, smother my...